Welcome to Christian Natural Health with naturopathic Dr. Lauren DeVille. Christian Natural Health is the podcast on how to get and stay healthy, God's way. You'll hear topics on nutrition, exercise, sleep, avoiding toxicity, meditating on scripture, what supplements to take, stress management, defeating anxiety and worry, how to reconcile Eastern medicine approaches with Christianity, and a whole lot more. Now, here's your host, Dr. Lauren.
Welcome back to another episode of Christian Natural Health. Today, I'm going to be talking about how uric acid can affect your blood pressure. So uric acid is a metabolite of fructose, and it can lead to various different causes of metabolic syndrome, including high blood pressure. Uric acid is best known as the compound that causes gout, and it's usually associated with consuming meat and beer. This is because both are high in purines, which break down into uric acid. Other types of alcohol can confer some dose-dependent risk as well. The other pathway for uric acid production comes from fructose and sucrose due to its fructose component. High fructose leads to a fatty liver, as well as oxidative stress to the mitochondria and metabolic dysfunction. Fructose hides in all kinds of processed foods these days, including high fructose corn syrup, of course, as well as fruit juice, cane sugar, agave, and even honey. Uric acid has been connected to elevated blood pressure since 1874. It's amazing that they could even test for it back then. Since then, epidemiological studies have shown the correlation between uric acid in both hypertension and chronic kidney disease, too. The kidney disease association makes sense, as uric acid is one of the primary components of urine, hence the name. We've also known for decades, at least, that there is a connection between the standard Western diet and hypertension, though the exact mechanism here hasn't been clear either. Only relatively recently have the studies begun to draw a causal link between diet, uric acid, and hypertension. First, studies established that uric acid influenced hypertension when giving uric acid inhibiting medication successfully lowered blood pressure. This showed that one affects the other. It was also established that high uric acid levels, independent of any other symptoms or risk factors, predicted later hypertension. We've since learned that there are several possible mechanisms of action for how uric acid might raise blood pressure. The first is through the kidneys, as again, chronic kidney disease is often part of the picture of elevated uric acid as well. Uric acid can deposit on the lining of blood vessels all over the body, including the kidneys, leading to decreased blood flow. Decreased blood flow to the kidneys activates a feedback system called the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system, which triggers multiple mechanisms to raise blood pressure. The idea is that increasing blood pressure will increase blood flow to the kidneys and thus increase kidney filtration. Because of this system, the kidneys are a common target for several different classes of blood pressure medications. But the same deposition of uric acid in the blood vessels in the kidneys can happen everywhere else, too. This has been shown to trigger damage to the endothelial or the blood vessel lining, including increased endothelial stiffness, decreased nitric oxide production, or function rather, and which is necessary for blood vessel dilation, and increased oxidative damage to the endothelial lining. Eventually, this process can lead to directly to full-blown cardiovascular disease, including but not limited to hypertension. High uric acid has been linked to elevated coronary calcium scores as well. So bottom line, if you have primary or unexplained high blood pressure or cardiovascular disease generally, consider having your uric acid levels checked, where levels should not be just normal according to the lab reference range, which is really just a bell curve of the population and not reflective of optimal health. There's a particular study I'll link to in the blog post this comes from that proposes an ideal target of less than 6 for healthy people for uric acid. And while you're at it, this is a whole new reason to cut out the processed foods and to greatly limit sugar and beer and to moderate your meat intake. So thanks for joining me, and I will link to the blog post this comes from. Of course, all of the studies will be in there, and I'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Christian Natural Health. This show is run by you, so please write in with topic and guest suggestions for future shows. For more great content, subscribe to Dr. Lauren's blog at www.drlaurendeville.com or follow her on Facebook or Twitter at Dr. Lauren DeVille. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to share it with your friends and give us a 5-star rating in iTunes. It really helps us to stand out so other people can discover great content as well. Have a great week and God bless you.
Have you ever felt conflict between your faith and feelings? If so, you're not alone. My name's Carly Mercouillard. I'm a licensed therapist and the host of the Therapy and Theology podcast, where we explore popular topics and questions related to faith, feelings, and spiritual formation. I want to invite you to join me every Thursday as we fearlessly name the complexities of our reality, grow in the awareness of who we are, and rediscover the power and purpose of our unique stories through the lens of the gospel. Subscribe today at lifeaudio.com.